Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.
John, didn't work out for you today?
No, look, we just have to hold our hands up. We were beaten by a better team who played far superior football on the day, threw the ball around, and, you know, we just weren't good enough on the day. Dr. Crokes are better than us, simple as that.
Seemed to be a very slow start, Fee. I think it took 9 minutes until you got your first point on the board.
Yeah, but I suppose you have to credit Dr. Crokes for that. They tore into us and they played, you know, they played ball, sprayed ball around, and, you know, Looney, the Gooch there, Kieran O'Leary, Doolin, every one of them was on top of their game, Dahi Casey, and we just couldn't hold, and midfielding, they got a bit of a sway there, and we just trying to keep our finger in the gap. We were there, and look, there are some days when the team is better than you. We just hold our hands up and say, look, they played the class football. We couldn't get to the pitch of the game, but we were beaten by a better team on the day.
As you say, John, class all over the pitch for Crokes today.
Without a doubt, and they played that way as well. It was just one of those days, I think, that a lot went right for them, and, you know, maybe some small things went wrong for us, but look, that's only clutching at straws. You know, they played all the football when it needed to be played, and, you know, in fairness, our lads kept going to the end, and we got scores there, and we fired right to the end, which we're proud of the lads for doing. But on the day, like, Crokes were a better team, played better football, and we just didn't have any answer to it.
Just the 4 points registered in the first half, you were 7 points down. Did you try and change it tactically for the second half?
Well, I suppose what we said at half time, we'll give it one go, you know what I mean, and but the biggest problem in the first half, we couldn't get our hands on the ball, and you know, they had that bit of class around the field, and when they did get their hands on it, they made use of it. And a few times, in fairness, we thought we maybe should have 3 or 4 more scores in the first half. We missed a couple of frees and missed a couple of shots at goal as well, but that's, again, as I said, just touching at straws a bit. We're disappointed to have lost, but you know, there are times when you just hold our hands up and say, look, we're beaten by a better team.
Some positive today, Damien Callaghan had a fine game. Mark Collins, 7 points today.
Yeah, like, you know, and I thought our backs there and Liam kept fighting, you know what I mean, and like, we got to the pitch of their forwards, maybe they turned a bit or maybe they took their foot off the pedal, and you know, I think we scored 10 or 11 points as well against you know, against a good Crokes team, and I, like, we were probably playing today either the best or the second best club team in Ireland, so like, it just shows us that we have a bit to go in our development. We have a lot of younger players out there, and we'd be just hoping that they'll learn from today's experience, and someday we'll aspire to be where Crokes are now today.
I saw you out there after the game in a huddle there for a fair few minutes, looking back on, I suppose, a very, very positive season for Castlehaven.
Without a doubt, you know, we won the county and got to a Munster club final, and we had a lot of close battles along the way, and we were just, I suppose, we were thanking the lads for all they've given us this year, and particularly after losing last year, it was hard for us to come back, and you know, we mightn't have been at our flying buoyant best there during the year, but it was hard to come back from what we put in last year, and you know, we're delighted to have win a county, and I think when we look back on it at the end of the year, you know, we'll see that it was a good year for Castlehaven.
Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.